Your first game.
Thanks. Yeah, we reached it. We're still standing, so we're all right.
It seems like this has just been a year, not just maybe you guys to an excessive point, but man, it seems like everybody's been banged up and lost a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, I haven't really studied everybody too closely, besides maybe the Bengals, but it does seem that way. People missed long stretches of camp pretty much all across the league, and then everybody kind of had to cut back their practices and stuff because the numbers were a little bit down.
What is your quarterback situation looking like, Coach?
Joe will be the starter. Todd Bauman will be the backup.
Do you have an update on Troy Smith? How has he progressed? How long before he's back and able to practice with you guys again?
You know, we don't know. Is that Jeff?
No.
We don't know. I wouldn't say day to day. It's going to be a couple, week or two probably, but he looks a lot better today than he did a couple of days ago. But, a couple of days ago he was, and he looked bad. So he's down about 15 or 20 pounds. I think he's got some of that back now. He's eating, he's been in the meetings and stuff. So he's around.
One thing Carson said about, being a rookie starting his first game is just getting over that hump where you make plays and you just get that confidence. Do you see that with your quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I would think with anybody, you get out there and you kind of get a feel and you realize, hey, I can do this. I can be successful and all that stuff. I mean, he's never done it in a regular season game, so, it's going to be tough. And then you got a defense like the Bengals that just fly around and get after it. You got a lot of speed out there, so it'll be interesting to see how he holds up.
What has Ray Rice shown you at running back? McGahee's been a little nicked up. What's Rice shown you?
Well, he's showing us he can play running back in this league in the preseason, so did a nice job. Did a nice job in training camp. So his next step will be whether he can do it in the regular season also.
Jumping the gun a little bit, John, but we'll get the injury report. But you're obviously banged up in the secondary like nothing else. What's the situation back there?
Well, we got some things, some nicks and stuff, but guys are working through them.
The other thing that's kind of interesting about your first head coaching job is that, the Bengals are the opponent. The only thing that would be a little more interesting is if you were playing here. But could you talk a little bit for us here in Cincinnati about, your experience at UC and how that helped, get you where you are now?
Sure, and that'd be fun. Hey, Ingrid and I, my wife graduated from UC, and we had met before, but she came down there and finished up school there, we built a life in Cincinnati. We were there for 8 years. Plus, I was 4 years at Miami, so that was 12 years in the area there. In the UC Miami rivalry, and just down on the river and going to riverfront to baseball games and stuff. And they used to have that street down there. I don't think it's there anymore. Where all those pubs were at down there by the stadium.
Right. Yeah. Second Street.
Yeah, what was it, Caddy's? I think there was a place called Caddy's.
Flanagan's, yeah.
Flanagan's, yeah.
That's basically the north end of Paul Brown Stadium now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So
when I'm standing here, it'll seem familiar then.
Exactly.
Coach, you ever hit January's or Oodles?
But no, it was, what was that?
January's and Oodles, remember those?
I don't remember those.
Those might have been before you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody's dating themselves over there.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, but that was and being with Tim Murphy, then Rick Minner, and Jim Kelly, at the University of Cincinnati. You could just go down the list. I hate that. I could name 20 people that just meant so much to us, being in Cincinnati and being in the city and visiting Bengals training camp practices all the time. Jim Anderson, the running back coach of the Bengals, was there and used to just treat us with open arms, and Dick LeBeau back when he was the coordinator. It's kind of our foundation in coaching.
Did you pick stuff up that you hold on to these days? You had all that time with Andy, and that obviously had to be a huge influence.
You pick everything up. Tim Murphy, boy, he taught you how to just be detailed, meticulous, and everything, and how to work. The guy worked like a maniac. And then Rick Minner, the detail, the X and O part of the scheme part of the thing. He was just a great detail coach. Coaching the players at Cincinnati, and we had a bunch of guys. I think it's still that way. There are guys who are Bearcats. We have Haruki Nakamura here now. He's a prototype Bearcat. Those guys love football. Anybody that goes to UC to play loves football. They fly around and they and they practice like you're supposed to practice, and they really compete. The same thing in Miami. I mean, you know, I was there. We got a Jack Glowick as a scout for us now, and he was a 22-year-old coach when I got there. And Brian Pillman from Norwood, Ohio, was my roommate, and Phil Palsik, and Bailey Morless from Northern Kentucky. Phil Palsik from Dayton. He's living in Cincinnati now, I think, working for Procter & Gamble. But just all those people that kind of showed you the way football-wise and how to compete and how to be tough and hard-nosed, Midwest kind of football. That's what we're trying to do here with the Ravens. And, you know, I think guys like Phil, I mean, just a bruising fullback, would run up in there and smash people. That's what Midwest football is. And Cincinnati high school football, you know, coach guys like Kerry Combs and Steve Kleine and all the great coaches there. Pretty neat.
Kerry's now at UC.
Yeah, he's a secondary coach. I think he might have led the country in pass defense last year, too.
Led an interception, Joe.
How about that?
Big reason is the guy you have now. Can you expand a little bit about Haruki?
Well, Haruki was a guy who, you know, was kind of, I think, under-evaluated by the rest of the league. He did not go to the combine. You turn on the tape and you're like, you know, what are we missing, you know? All he does is fly around and make plays. And he's got, we joke that the ball seems to find Haruki, you know? Just plays fast. He's a big hitter. You know, he's not a big guy, but he's a big hitter. And we say, you know, he plays like a Raven. And that's quite a compliment.
Kind of real quick, John, if we could. Thanks for your time. But get to a little bit of the football. I mean, when you look at the Bengals, could you just give us a thumbnail on you know, their offense, thumbnail on the defense?
Well, offensively, you know, it revolves around the quarterback and the receivers, obviously. And they brought in the big tight end, Ben, who's done a great job. But every time I look at tape, I'm amazed at the throws that Carson can make. I mean, he makes every throw inside the numbers, outside the numbers, downfield, underneath, and he puts them in tight spots away from coverage. So that's where they start. And they've got receivers that really know how to run routes. I mean, technicians who have size and speed and can catch, and they're big competitors. A physical, big old offensive line that gets after you. Paul Alexander has always done a great job with those guys. And then running backs that run hard and protect the football and know how to protect. So you really can't find a weakness in there. Defensively, young, aggressive. You can see the personality that they're taking on with Coach Zimmer, as far as they're just getting after it. They're trying to knock people back at the line of scrimmage, and they're flying around to the football. A couple really good young corners. Obviously, they're really good two young outside backers. You can see that they're building around those guys. Special teams, probably got one of the best special teams coaches in the league, and Darren has proven himself over time. He's been rolling personnel the last year or so, and I think he's kind of got a group he really likes. And you can see he's got them playing the way he wants them to play. Plus, the kicker's off the charts good. That's our thumbnail.
That's really good. Darren, by the way, it says, I guess all the special teams coach are telling you not to screw up.
I got no comment there. You can't lure me into that.
See, what makes a special teams coach a good head coach? Or at least a good coaching candidate?
Well, we'll find out if he's a good head coach or not. But, you know, you look at guys like Bill Cowher and Mike Ditka and Marv Levy and Dick Vermeil. I mean, those guys were all primarily special teams coaches in their career, so that's where guys like Darren and I and Jerry Rosberg, we'll hang our hat on those guys, you know, with a lot of pride. Special teams coaches are in front of the team. They deal with every single player every single day, and they've got a great understanding of the roster. I think they have an uncanny ability to evaluate players young in their career and kind of see and project who the good players are going to be in year 3, 4, and 5 of their career. So those are some big edges, I would think.
So what makes Darren a good coach? Good special teams.
Well, I think Darren, you know, when you see his guys, you judge a coach. First of all, he's a really smart guy, and he's a really tough guy, and you can see that he's very demanding on his players. I think you can see that his players, you know, they play with great attention to detail. You never catch him off guard. I mean, they know exactly what you're trying to do against them, and they've got every tip. You know, they're pointing and communicating. And then the bottom line is that they play really hard. So obviously, they practice really hard. That, to me, those are the marks of a great coach.
How'd the visit with Willie go?
Who?
big guy.
Nice try.
Is he going to be suited up Sunday?
Nice try.
Okay.
But thanks.
Okay.
That's great talking to you guys. I know a lot of you guys. I can't wait to see you guys on Sunday.
Suriano says hello, Harbs.
Suriano. Has he played yet?
Not yet, but he's all jacked up over the scrimmage they just had, so he's broken down film 80 times on that already, on his scrimmage.
Tell him all eyes are on him.